फलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दीपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयातर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमाः। Then I should begin. Everybody is speaking about Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving one drop of rasa from the ocean, unlimited ocean of rasa. And I was telling that those who are wandering in this very big ocean of birth and death, death, miseries and sorrow by the kind of Krishna, they will have very good association and they will have Guru, and by the grace of Guru and Krishna, a seed of Bhakti Lata will come. I have also explained that seed is the tendency to serve Krishna. From outside, it seems like Shraddha. I also explained that Shraddha of two kinds and have told so many things. The devotee becomes a gardener and plants the seed in his heart and giving water. What is that water? To hear the pastimes of Krishna, the glories of Krishna, to hear that who am I, why I have come to this world, who is Krishna, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is controlling all these things, where to go, what is our duty, hears all things. This is like water. This tendency of serving Krishna gradually improves, becomes thick. How it grows? First, two lips come out. First, it is sprouted and two lips are coming. Not like this, but like folding way. The upper side of this leaf, some rough, and gradually when it will develop and it will be like this, then inner side will come, and it is so smooth. So upper side is Vaidhi Bhakti, and inner side so smooth is Ragaruga Bhakti. If you are going on chanting, remembering and listening Hari Katha, two lips come out, and these are Kleshagni and Subhada, the name of the lips, Kleshagni and Subhada. How to practice these things? What bhakti? What is Sarup Siddha Bhakti? Not Karma Mishra, Gyan Mishra. Karma Mishra means mixed with karma, where karma is prominent, bhakti is like a servant, not this. Where there is some supremacy of bhakti, but mixed with karma. This is not Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Anna Bhilasita Sunyam, he will tell afterwards. Anna Bhilasita Sunyam, Gyan Karmat Dhanabhritam, Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Not mixed any with worldly desire. What to tell? Worldly desire? No Siddhi, no Yog Siddhi, no desire to mix in Brahma. No mukti, no salvation, any kind of salvation among five. Nothing. Do you want to serve Narayan? No. Even I don't. You want to serve like Hanuman Ram? No, I have no desire. Oh, you want to serve Krishna? Yes. But that Krishna is served by Rukmini and Satva. No, I don't like that. Even. Then what you like? You want to serve the Parsati Krishna? No, no, I don't like that. My Krishna will not go to Mahabharata and fight with all Duryodhana. Then you want to serve the husband of Kubja, the friend of Kubja, of Mathura? No, no, don't I like. I like to serve Brajendranandan, Shyam Sundar. Oh, Brajendranandan. The son of Yashoda or Nand Baba. So you want to serve him? No, I don't like. What you want? Then you will tell that Brajendranandan, but not as a son. I want to serve him like a son, having hands, makhan and misri in hand, going here and there. Oh, you want Brajendranandan, the friends of Dham, Sridham, Vasudham, Sto Krishna, Lamanga, Arjuna and Madhumangal. I like more. I am not satisfied with this. Then what you want? You want to serve Krishna of Braja? In what way? Oh, I want to be the Palladasi of Radhika Vande. There is desire. This is Uttama Bhakti, Sarvottama Bhakti. Not Uttama only, but Sarvottama Bhakti. This Bhakti is called the Rupa Nuga, not only Raga Nuga. Rupanuga Bhakti is more superior than Raganuga. All Raganuga are not Rupanuga. But all Rupanuga, Vaishnava, are Raganuga. Understand something? Why you be so far away? So, all we want Raganuga, but not only Raganuga, we want Rupanuga. Very far difference between them. Here it has not been told very vividly. Annyabhilashita sunyam jnana karma adhyanavritam anukullena krishna anushinanam bhakti uttama. It is general thing. General bhakti it has been told. Three symptoms have been given for this. Krishna anushilan bhakti uttama. Actually, to serve Krishna, only to please him, will be bhakti, but not uttama bhakti. If any desire for worldly desire or spiritual desire is there, then it is not uttama bhakti. It will be bhakti, but mixed, amalgamated bhakti. It will not take you to Braja. Certainly it will not take. Also, if you have this human body, you will have to do some karma and you have to follow some gyan. Without this you cannot live. You will die at once. So you will have to accept if you are human body. But it should not be controlled. Your bhakti should not be controlled or covered by karma and gyan. How? You know Karna, you know Jarasandha. They have faith in religion. They have faith in Varnasram Dharma. Varnasram Dharma, you know? They have faith. They have faith in God also. But that God is Krishna himself, they don't know. So we don't like that bhakti. Covered with jnana and karma, their bhakti. You know Maharaj Harishchandra? He gave everything to Vishwamitra. Even he gave it in dream, but he gave. But here bhakti, there is something bhakti, but covered with karma. It will lead us only to swarga. So we don't want these things. So, shuddha pure bhakti, one-ended. We can honor all, but my east day will be one. And who? Krishna? Yes, Krishna maybe, but there is some doubt. Our Ishtadevi will be Srimati Radhika. Then what is the relation with Krishna? Oh, he is beloved of my Ishtadevi, Srimati Radhika. This is supreme bhakti, pure bhakti. And this bhakti will lead you to Braja, and thus you can serve Krishna so well. So this is Rupanuga bhakti. Anyone serving Krishna like sun, it is Raganuga bhakti, no harm. It is very high thing. But it is not Rupanuga, because Rupa Goswami is not doing in his internal swarup. When he is Rupa Manjari, he is serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. And being in the side of Srimati Radhika, if Krishna is defeated, she becomes so happy and claps. And if Radhika is defeated, he becomes sad. So in the jab Radhika dukhi hai, to Krishna dukhi hai. Mahatma? When she is unhappy, Rupa Manjari becomes unhappy. When Srimati Radhika is placed, he is placed. Always nearby, living, serving Srimati Radhika. conjugal. This is the highest topic of top of Rupa Nuga, or all acharyas are Rupa Nuga. None of them are actually Vaidhi Bhakti forming. Any of from Ishwar Puripad and Madhvendra Puripad, and then Ishwar Puripad, and after that Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, all the six Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, after that Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Srivas, after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, and after that Jagannath Das Babaji, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Gaur Kushov Das Maharaj. He always used to chant, "Oh Vrindavaneshwari, where you are, Krishna Manamohini Radhe, Kothayego, Kothayego." Always waiting and shouting, "Oh Radhe, where you are." After that, Daitdas came. You know Daitdas? Who is Daitdas? Dait means? Srimati Radhika is Daita. So Prabhupada was the Das, servant of that, Daitdas. After that, our Gurudev came and Swamiji came. They are all Rupanuga Vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami, not in Vaidhi Bhakti only, but for general mass they have taught Vaidhi Bhakti also. But their Vaidhi Bhakti is separate from Ramanuj, Madhva and all others. This bhakti of our acharyas will lead us to enter in bhakti rasa, in Raganuga bhakti. But there will not, the bhakti of Ramanuj never will come in Braja bhakti, never will come. They will be stopped in Vaikunth if they are gain siddhi, yet they will have to wait there. But by any chance, if Rupanuga Vaishnava goes to Vaikuntha, he will not be satisfied like Gokumar, and he will proceed further. And when he will reach in Vrindavan, and he will mix with Braj Gopa or Gopi, then he will be satisfied. Otherwise, he will never be satisfied. Now he is telling that this seed of bhakti creeper being planted here and given water of Saman and Kirtan, then it goes beyond Brahmand. What is Brahmand? Bhur bhuva soha mahajana tapa satya tal talatal patal rasatal. These 14 lokas makes a Brahmand. And after that there are 8 covers. You will have to. This bhakti creeper goes there. What is the meaning of this? That bhakti goes there, creeper goes there. No any desire of this bhulok. No desire of swargalok. Maha, Jana, Tapa, Satya, Mane Brahmalok, Brahma Bear. No desire like Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, living in Tapalok, Siddhalok. Tal Tala, Tal Patal, like Prahlad Maharaj, he lives in Sutalok. And he serves there Bhamandev. It goes beyond that. So in the meantime, Sadhak Sut uproot something. These are like some creepers, something like bhakti creepers. If you are not uprooting them, then having that water, they will increase and bhakti creeper will be go down, and after some time it will be yellow, and after that it will be finished. Because all water the plants will take, and that is, what are they? Bhukti, mukti, vancha, and all other things. If you are entering in bhakti and your seed is grazing, if it has not reached to nistha, then it will shake like pendulum here and there, not fixed. Whether I should live in this world, married or without marriage, very big problem. Why not to be married life? Because Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, Janak Maharaj, and all were married. Why must be? Very easily, easy thing. But again a question comes, that why Sukadeva Goswami, Narad Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, they left home, everything, wives and children, everything they left. Bharat Maharaj, why? So I should give up all these things. These are all nonsense. They will not help in my bhakti, so I give. But again say, oh, gopis have served Krishna so much, being in the household, so what hurt? So always in dilemma, what to do, not to do, bhakti goes down. So all kinds of these desires should be uprooted with roots. But there are another some upasakha. Upasakha means? They came from the root of the same creeper. Like you have seen Loki. Loki means?
Pumpkin creeper.
Pumpkin creeper. You know? From the root of that very
creeper.
So many
branches.
Branches come. If the branches are going on, then the mool root, mool creeper,
original,
will cannot go up. So qualified gardener cuts them. He cannot uproot because the original creeper will be uprooted. So very carefully he cuts down. What is this? If it has gone, this creeper has gone above Brahmand, also crossing Brahmalok, Siddhalok, Shivalok to Vaikunthalok, in the same creeper to serve Krishna, Narayan, is there. Same root. So you should cut up. Api tattva lakshmi pati devmaneni, Raghunath Das Goswami has told. If you want to go in Braj and to have a Braj bhakti, this topmost kind of uttama bhakti, then you should cut that desire. Hanuman serves Ram so well. So well. Always serving and serving. Once he was searching Sita Devi. First she is. When Ram returned from Lanka, killing Raman, in this same time, she saw that where he is. Such and such, he went in the bathroom and saw that mother is there. Oh, I was touching you, mother. What are you doing? I am doing shringar. You know shringar?
Decoration
of hair. She was giving a very red thing like sindoor here.
Dry red left.
She told us, mother, why you are putting this red color here? Oh, it is suhag. Suhag means? It is a thing by which we put it that my husband should live long. Oh, very good. And after that, he came back. When Sita Devi came from bathroom, he entered that bathroom. And he took all the color and mixed water and put on whole his body. And he went to Ram, where Ram was sitting with all his court.
Royal Assembly,
Sita was also there. All began to laugh what he has done. Then Ramchandra told him that, why you have put so much color here and there, everywhere? Oh, I heard from my mother that if she is taking a very little putting red color here, then your life will be so much. So I am putting everywhere that you should long live, also more than that. So always, once he was serving day and night, Bharat, Shatrughna, Lakshman and Sita Devi, they made a council and they were telling each other that, Hanuman, always serving, we had no time to serve. Always serving, anything service. Ram calls him and he goes and he serves. So we should try to divide all services among four. Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatru. Divided everything. They left no service for Hanuman. Hanuman was weeping and he went to four that you have taken my all services. What should I do? I cannot leave. I will die. So please give me anything. No. We have been divided all. Then he told that you should give me one service that I should do like this when Ram has any...
Yawning,
you know?
Yawning.
When anyone is tired, then he... In Indian custom, Vedic culture, when anyone has this, he should tell Ram Ram and do like this. That be careful. To being careful, it is done. Be careful, don't be do like this. So Hanuman tell that sometimes Ram may take this. So I give this job. You have not divided this job. So give me that job. They know that Ram has never tired. He is never too tired. So there is no chance to serve like this. So they told him, yes, you can do. When he will do like this, then you should do. Otherwise not. He was satisfied and he came out of room and at the door he was sitting and he was doing Ram Ram like this. Ram Ram Ram. Ram began to do like that. Always. Always and always he was doing in day and night for 24 hours, nothing to do anything. They had no time to serve Ram because he was doing always this. And new you have come. They went to Hanuman, why you are doing so? He told that. I don't know when he will do like this. And he is in the room and I am out of room. So I am doing that when he will do. But he is doing now. All time he is doing whole night and day. We have no time to serve him. No service. Now he is restless. So you do so, don't do it like this. He will tell, you have given me that service. I will do. I must do. Then they went to Ram. What to do now? We cannot serve you. He is always doing like this and you are loud, cutting that
yawn.
Oh, Ramchandra told that, go to Hanuman and tell him and satisfy him very honorably. You should honor him and tell that we will divide some service to you and you should be satisfied and we will also serve you. Then they went to Hanuman and told him. So Hanuman always serving Ram. You want to be the servant like Hanuman to Ram? No, I don't like. Why? Because the friends of Braja, they can embrace Krishna, Hanuman cannot. They can also climb on the shoulder of Krishna. Oh, we are same? Our father is not poor than you, your father? My father has
11 lakh.
Your father has only
9 lakh.
Siddham can do like this. Oh, I'm more stronger than you. You can defeat only serpents. But I can defeat you. And if you have no belief, then you can come and wrestle me. Like this. Taking anything, they can give to Krishna. Hanuman cannot give. So, these friends, what to tell these friends? Even Arjun of Hastinapur, the associates of Dwarkadhis, is more better than, senior than, higher than this thing. Arjun is more superior. Krishna has given his sister, Subhadra, and he has become brother-in-law. Krishna is a servant on the chariot of Arjun, serving all these Arjun. And he has become Parthasarathi. He can sleep on the same bed with Krishna, always impressing. So he is more superior. After that, Uddhava is more superior than Arjun. He can send Uddhava to gopis to pacify his father, mother and gopis. He cannot send Arjun because he does not know what is prem and especially Braj prem. Now he is in Radhakund as a tree and doing astarties there. So Uddhava is more superior than all. But this Uddhava, what wants? Asamaho charanarini jusham aham syam vrindavane kumap gulmala taushidina. He wants to be a dust of the lotus feet of all the gopis, any of gopis. Brahma wants to be the dust of any Brajavasi or any of the creatures of Braja. But Uddha wants to be only the dust of gopis. And among that gopis, who is prominent? Srimati Radhika. So he is telling, Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam Padarenum. Renum, Padarenum is singular number. Gopis are so many. So singular number for what thing? One dust.
Particle.
Then he is telling that I am not qualified to pray that dust. In what direction the dust is there, I am only doing pranam to that direction. So how gopis are supreme? So they can serve Krishna more than anyone. Their bhakti is called Uttama Bhakti. So those who have some greed to serve like them, their bhakti is called Raganuga. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Rupa Goswami in very brief that thing, but very highest thing. If you want to serve that thing, then you will have to cut down all the desires. To serve Ram, to serve Dwarkadhish, to serve Krishna, like Rukmini and Satyabhama, also you will have to give up the desire to serve Krishna like son, like friend, like also you will have to cut the desire to serve like Lalita Vishakha. How to serve? Like Rupa Goswami. This is our life. Only in the line of Rupa Manjari. Tabai Vasmi, Tabai Vasmi, Najimami Tvayabina, Iti Bhikya Radhe Tvang Naimam Chari Nam Tike. You are only mine. Tabai Vasmi. Surely you are mine. Surely you are mine. I cannot live without you. If you are rejecting me, then no use of coming to Braja, no use of serving Krishna, even I will die at once. Padabjyostava vinabaradashyameva nannat kadapi samaye kila devi jate sakhyayate rasa sakhyayate mama namastu namastu nityam dasyayate mama rasosti rasa. I want to be your dasi, nothing else. So he is teaching Rupa Goswami like this, one-ended bhakti, no desire at all. But we have so many desires because we are in very primary stage. So gradually you will have to hear in the association of high-class Vaishnava than ourselves. Gradually, Krishna will arrange. You cannot arrange. You should only pray, but pray very purely. No? Then Krishna will know and he will arrange that your association and you can have. So in morning we read a slok of Kapil Devahuti. Kapil, Bhagavan Kapil was telling to her mother, Satam prasangam mama virja sambidam bhavantirita karnara sajana katha tajyosanat asu apabhargavatmani sradharati bhakti yanukramishyati. So this is life. We should try to follow this life. Without sadhu sangha, we cannot progress. We cannot give up our desires even. But nowadays it is very rare, very rare. When any Vaishnava meets together, they only discuss their problems. What is the problem? They don't discuss Krishna bhakti. This is the problem. Where is there are problems, only discussing whole day and night when meeting? Then how we can have anything from them? So we should try to go where there is no problem. Like Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, like Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. No problem at all. All problems are coming and they are keeping their feet on the heads of all problems and progressing always towards bhakti. We should try to do like this. There is no problem at all. Only the problem, how we will have the service of conjugal. This is only problem. Nothing problem. So we should try to follow Rupa Goswami. I'll have to explain something more. So you should do a kirtan. We cannot do. But if there is sadhu sangha, it's good, very bona fide association. Guru and Vaishnava, they will help us, and by their special mercy we can uproot. How? Narada did it. There was a person named Puranjaya. He was a very big king. Narada Rishi went to him. And how he uprooted his all desires. Govind Bhakt will explain something. He should come here and give a mic to him.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad. So I'll speak very briefly so that Gurudev can continue his process. Coming in the line of Prithu Maharaj, after Prithu Maharaj left the planet, his eldest son was Antadam.
All are hearing, otherwise he'll tell louder.
Antadam had his eldest son was Haryadam, and Haryadam, his eldest son was Bahishad. So Bahishad, he was very expert in performing fruitive activities, and he was one of the Prajapatis. Lord Brahma, he asked Bahishad to get married, and he asked him to marry the daughter of the ocean. Her name was, I cannot remember. So, actually, I have it here. Let me look in my piece of paper. Her name was Satadrupi. So Satadrupi, she was very, very beautiful, stated that at the time of her marriage, she was circumambulating Maharaj Bahishad 7 times, as is the custom. And at this time, then is saying the union between husband and wife, that this is being made tight. So there's a verse, Pum Satriyo Matuni Baba Mitam Tayo Mita Ridaya Granthi Ahmo Ridaya Granthi. And after circumambulating, then there's glancing between the bride and the bridegroom, and at this point this is supposed to make the combination between male and female very, very strong. So it's stated that when she was circumambulating her husband, that he was becoming, just by this circumambulation, he was he was so attached because she was so beautiful. But not only he was becoming attached, but any dead who was there, he was becoming completely attached. The demons who were there, they were falling over. The Gandharvas, they were going mad. The different stages, they lost all equilibrium. And they only heard the ankle bells. So, you can imagine the beauty of this lady. Very, very beautiful. So, they got married, and they were living happily ever after, so we think. And they had 10 children, the Pratetas they called. And the Pratetas were sent to perform austerity because Maharaj Bahishad, he wanted them to also take on post with Prajapati's progenitors. On their way to the ocean, they decided that they'll go to the ocean and they'll perform austerity. And on their way, they came to a lake, very, very peaceful atmosphere, very calm lake. And emerging from the water came Lord Shiva with his different associates. So Lord Shiva, he came and he gave them instructions. He instructed them on some prayers that they would say to get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And said that by saying these prayers, that whatever desires they have, that would be fulfilled. So they submerged themselves in the water for a period with the intention to say these prayers for a period of 10,000 years. So in the meantime, Maharaj Bahishad, he was in his kingdom, in the palace, and performing fruitive activities, going very strongly, performing fruitive activities. He was a powerful person. And Narada Muni, he came on the scene. Throughout the Bhagavatam, we see that Narada Muni is always appearing, giving instruction. So Narada Muni, he asked him, he said, why are you so absorbed and so intent on performing all these spiritual activities? He said, by performing these activities, you will not become free from suffering, neither will you get happiness. Because the happiness and suffering that is due to you, or even due to the people in your kingdom, that is fixed. Later on in this section, Srila Prabhupada, he quotes the verse, Sadyeva heto prayato sakovido nalagate yagramatam upahidam salagate dukavat anyatatukam kalena savata gabira ramata. That Sadyeva heto prayato sakovido nalagate yagramatam upahidam, that the amount of happiness and distress that we will get, that that's already been fixed. That no matter what we do, we cannot change that situation. That we may engage in so many different activities, whether it be spiritual activities or whatever activities there may be to try and alleviate the situation. But later on it's explained that it's just like you have a weight on one shoulder, you shift it onto another shoulder, and you think that there's some relief. But actually, it's not really altered anything, because the pain is going to come on the other shoulder. Then you put it on your head, and then the shoulder is relieved, but you get a sore head. And so, explaining like this, that you can't change anything. But rather, the instruction is given by Sri Lord Brahma, Sate Nukampam Shushamishamano Ujjani Vajnukitam Deepakam.